You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Craig Cohen. Throughout the week here on the Afternoon Magazine, we have been speaking with attendees of the 2012 Grassroots Radio Conference, which got underway today at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center. The conference offers an opportunity for community radio stations to gather and discuss a variety of issues. WILL is a media partner for the conference. Among the topics that will be discussed in the coming days, low-power FM stations. Many of the folks there might come from such stations. Others may be seeking to start their own radio station. One of the organizations working to create a network of such low-power community radio stations is the Prometheus Radio Project. And two of the project's members, Brandy Doyle and Vanessa Graebert, join us now. Brandy, Vanessa, welcome to the Afternoon Magazine.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you with us. Let me start with Brandy. What exactly does the Prometheus Radio Project do?
Well, the Prometheus Radio Project is the leading advocacy organization for low-power FM community radio, and we've been doing that for more than a decade. We help to community groups all over the country to apply for and build and start and run their own community radio stations. And we also have been advocating with the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, and in Congress for more opportunities for low-power FM community radio. So our biggest victory has been last year, the passage of the Local Community Radio Act, which we worked with a coalition of groups all over the country, a grassroots coalition, to push the FCC to allow more opportunities so that communities like Urbana and others around the country. Now, Urbana already has a low-power FM radio station, but that's very rare, and there's many communities that don't have the opportunity to apply. So thanks to the passage of the Local Community Radio Act, groups are going to be able to apply for new LPFM stations, low-power community radio stations, for the first time in more than a decade.
Vanessa, before we go any further, what do we mean by low-power FM? What are those?
Low-power FM radios are small community radio stations that are 100 watts or less. And they reach a really small area, 3 to 10 miles in range. And so if you're in an urban area, it probably reaches a couple neighborhoods. Or if you're in a small town, mostly just your small town. A lot of people confuse LPFM with low bandwidth. Mm-hmm. And I just want to clarify out there that these stations are mighty stations. They have lots of volunteers, lots of staff, great programming. The only difference is the transmitter power is low. So there doesn't mean they're at the low end of the dial. It just means they have low wattage.
Then, Brandy, how much does it cost if you want to start up your own low power station? What are we talking about?
One of the amazing things about low power radio compared to a full power or commercial or big public radio station is it's much less expensive. So to start a full powered, even a non-commercial station, it can be hundreds of thousands of dollars. A low power station is really in the tens of thousands. And to get started, if you do it on a shoestring, you can do it probably for $10,000.
Vanessa, as Brandy mentioned, here in Champaign-Urbana, we do have a low power FM station, WRFU, which I guess came to be in 2005, and through some help from Prometheus Radio Project, you guys do what you refer to as sort of barn raisings. And now I just recently moved here from Pennsylvania, so I'm familiar with the concept, but talk about what you mean by barn raisings.
So Prometheus has done 12 barn raisings since we started. And a barn raising is named after the Amish tradition of a community coming together to build a barn or a church. But in this case, it's a community radio station. And so what we organize is a weekend-long radio conference full of workshops and other skill-sharing activities. And simultaneously to that, there's usually a group of people building a studio, setting up a tower, doing all the transmission that's necessary to get a station on the air. And Prometheus works with the local community. And so when they did this in 2005 here in Urbana-Champaign, we worked closely with the folks at the IMC to gather support and capacity from volunteers. And we also got people from all over the country to come and help out. So it's a really exciting event. And the time when people I remark most about is when the station goes on the air. So on the third day, after all the workshops, after all the building, station gets the switch turned on. And it's really exciting for all the people that help out and for the local community.
I think I envision a reality show in the future offering something like that. Brandy, is the intention of these stations, if that intention is to sort of super serve their given local communities? I know part of what Prometheus seeks to do is to try and network these stations a little bit. What's the ultimate purpose of that? If they're each sort of designed to serve their own very specific community, why bring them together?
Well, we bring them together because we believe that, you know, we're not only building radio stations, we're also trying to build a movement for community media, because even in the communities that have them, communities like Urbana, there are so few of those compared to the communities that don't. And so over the years, when we've held these barn raisings, we're trying to bring in people from out of town so they can share skills with one another, they can go back to their town, and then they can advocate for media policies that will allow for more opportunities, not just for community radio, but for a stronger public media system in general, for stronger journalism, for community wireless networks, you know, free open access to internet. Net neutrality. We work on a range of, you know, in coalition with a range of other groups that work on other media policy issues, and we believe that building community radio stations is one part of a more democratic media system.
So it's really a question for you of, you identify those things as being key to the sort of best practices that are necessary to pull off these kinds of stations, but you wouldn't necessarily want to pull everyone together to run the same kinds of programs.
No, not at all. In fact, we see so many different types of community radio stations that are so unique to their communities. We work with farm worker groups, we work with labor groups, we work with environmental groups, we work with stations that serve particular language groups from you know, immigrant groups. And so for us, it's not about best practices in terms of having a particular type of programming that's the same across the country. It's more about helping community members identify the needs in their community and serve them on the air.
Vanessa, where else besides Champaign-Urbana have some of these low-power FM stations gone up?
Well, we've done them all over the country. We've done it in Woodburn, Oregon, with a great farm worker station called PICUN, which stands for Piñeros y Campesinos del Norte Oeste. We've done it in Immokalee, Florida, with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, mm-hmm. which is another immigrants' rights and farm worker group. We've done it in Northampton, Massachusetts. We've done it in the Chesapeake Bay with WRYR. We've done a full power barn raising most recently back in 2010 in Hudson, New York. And are we missing a few other? Oh, in South Carolina, mm-hmm. We built WMXP. So there's a lot of these stations all over the country. They're all really unique. There really is a diversity in the kinds of programming that people offer. But the goal is really, you know, to make sure that local culture, art, history is preserved, and that there really is an alternative being offered to mainstream media, especially in regards to news and journalism.
We have just a minute left. With that in mind, how do you measure success? How do you come to the conclusion, this station is up and running and that's great, but they're actually providing something that's valuable to their given community? How do you come to that conclusion?
Well, I think a big piece of it is, you know, are they responsive to the needs in that community? Are community members on the air? Are they having dialogue on the air about issues that matter in that community? And for us, that's what's most important, is that people engagement, that people are involved. It's not so much about the slick programming and the high production values that you might find on a commercial radio station or even a public radio station. It's more about involvement and responsiveness.
Yeah, I think it's all about being relevant, too, you know, keeping up with technology that's changing at a rapid pace, and also to be viable economically in this tough recession. And, you know, especially in a fundraising model that relies on members and donors and grants, if you can survive, stay viable and relevant to your community, it's definitely a measure of success for LPFM.
Brandy Doyle is Policy Director and Vanessa Graber is Community Radio Director for the Prometheus Radio Project. They're participating in this year's Grassroots Radio Conference, which is taking place today and into the weekend here in Champaign-Urbana. WILL is a media partner. There's more information at grassrootsradioconference.org. Brandy, Vanessa, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. It was our pleasure.
Thank you.